Welcome back to The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, here with Tim Henney. Well, we are approaching midsummer, or maybe we are midsummer.
I think we are.
Yeah, we are midsummer. And I don't know about the rest of you, but my usual contributions to backyard barbecues are getting a little tired and worn out. I mean, let's face it, you can only wrap prosciutto, vegan prosciutto, around melon so many times before your friends are on to you. So that's why we have invited one of the premier caterers in town, Savory Kitchen, to talk about some great midsummer dishes and also about the partnership with Copper Moose Farms on some lunches you can find out there at the farm stand, and also what it's been like to highlight food, delicious food, throughout Park City for nearly a decade, I believe. Joe Saladiga is the company founder and owner, and he joins us now in the studio. Welcome, Joe. Nice to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how long has it been?
We will be 10 a year from this month. So we opened in 2009, July.
Wow. And what kind of crazy ride has it been to open a catering business here in Park City?
It's been interesting, to say the least. Opening in 2009 when the economy was probably at its worst. But if you can ride out that storm, I think you can make it happen pretty much any time of year.
Right. So what does a caterer do when they start? They tell all their family and friends and hopefully get a few catering gigs in private homes, or do you start in some other fashion?
I was lucky enough to have been running a catering company in town previous to opening mine. Unfortunately, he went out of business, but fortunate for me, I already had some relationships built with local property management companies, which was a huge help for me. And then I made a point to do a lot of donations and do a lot of things in the community to get the name out there and just make it recognizable. Brand recognition is number one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Joe, that's where I know you from, is from your contributions to a lot of our nonprofits in town. And I encountered you at Plenty at one point. I know you're working with the Wellness Alliance currently. What are some of the other organizations that you've worked with through the last decade?
Eats Park City. That's a big one. We have done the Red Apple Gala multiple times as donations. We also donate to the Playing for Life swing race tournament, which is a breast cancer research foundation. And we, of course, are a supporter of KPCW. So it's more about, you know, giving back to the community. I mean, we're in business to make money, but at the same time, you know, I'm not afraid to donate to companies and help out, because this is where I live. This is where I'm raising my family, and I think that's a huge part of why we are successful.
Well, and in part, that business model plays out well for you, because you get in front of a large group of people and they taste your food and they're like, ooh, this is not the usual fare that they might encounter at other events.
Exactly.
And you can distinguish yourself. What about with the property management firms? What do they do when they have clients who come into town and the client uses them as kind of a concierge?
Or rentals, private rentals. So we'll do a lot of in-home private chefs. I'd say that's the bulk of our winter business, from December 15 to April 15 or April 1. We'll have any given night, we'll either do drop-off meals or in-home with a chef and a server. We always say we bring the restaurant to your house. And so with all the ski traffic, of course, we get a ton of business that way. But then that's also snowballed into local people doing the same thing, having the backyard barbecues, or, hey, I just want a lasagna from my freezer, or whatever it is. We've been all over it. Mm. We don't stick ourselves to one thing. We pretty much try to do as much as possible, because that's the only way really to survive in a seasonal town like this.
Are you a chef or are you a business administrator?
I am a trained chef, however, I am more so the business administrator now.
Because it sounds like there's an awful lot to juggle, certainly during our peak times, but then you have to juggle peak versus low and, you know, employee and staff and payrolls.
Exactly. So I have a head chef, and that's Ryan Kojabashian. He's been fantastic. He took over in January of 18. And then The big thing for me was figuring out how to keep business and keep good employees. And that was, I think, the biggest struggle from 2009 to now. And I would say that in 2009, if I could have everyone that wanted a job then, I would have the biggest, most awesome staff and be doing multi-million dollars worth of business. But I have to turn business away because now it's hard to find staff. But we have been smart about keeping year-round business. So like the Copper Moose lunches, we do Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at the farm stand. We offer to I don't know if it helps bring people in or not, but there's sandwiches, jar salads, and homemade barbecue ranch chips. Those are all offered at the farm stand as people come in to get their CSA food or just shop for their greens and their vegetables. We use all their greens and vegetables for the salads and the sandwiches. We source our meats as well locally and brine them and roast them and do that all ourselves. Also at the farm stand, I must say, you can get free-range grass-fed beef as well as chickens that are free-range and not in a feedlot and a lot more and sustainable and well-treated animals, happy animals, as we like to say.
So Copper Moose Farms and Savory Kitchen are partnering on this lunch idea. Mm-hmm. And again, the farm stand is on Old Ranch Road and people go to pick up their CSAs, but it's also sort of a retail stand with everything that comes out of the greenhouse at Copper Moose.
Correct. And the fields.
They and the fields.
I think a couple acres worth of fields.
But the meat that you're talking about, that comes from a different source and
correct.
Is just sold through the farm stand.
I believe, I'm not sure if it's Richardson Farms is the meat there, but then there's Christensen Farm, a family farms that does pork. There's Pleasant Creek Ranch that does, that's a family run beef ranch. There's a lot of local ranchers that do a really healthy, safe raising of animals.
And that's what I wanted to ask you is sort of how you source all your food. And is that something that tourists, for example, when they hire you as a caterer, is that something that they ask you about? Do you have locally sourced food?
I find it's more apparent with our local crowd than with the ski crowd. The ski crowd, a lot of the time, not necessarily budget conscious, but at the same time, kind of budget conscious. Because that's where we will source local and organic, non-GMO or all natural as much as possible. However, that's a large cost, and a lot of people don't want to pay that cost. We stick with natural, non-GMO pretty much across the board. We make everything from scratch, but once you throw an organic tag on and once you're getting local meats, it's a lot more expensive. Mm-hmm. For instance, I've got a client at the end of this month that really doesn't care what it costs and wants to do something fun. And we sourced through Beltex Meats, which is a friend of mine, down in Salt Lake, a, locally raised Wagyu beef that is, has been raised for a competition in Kansas City, and we're getting a cut of that to feed 12 people. Now,
wow.
Granted, that could be upwards $20 a pound or more, depending on the cut. And it's a little exciting because it's something that you'll never have a chance to try again, which I think is pretty cool.
Joe, when you're differentiating yourself, I mean, I hear you saying that, the locals will go for sort of the premium option to be locally sourced, that the tourists who come in aren't necessarily aware of that. But people who come to one of your events and taste your food, that's a way to differentiate yourself.
Correct.
Also. So where does it all kind of come together and create something that does differentiate you from other food purveyors and catering services within the community?
I think the most important thing with myself and my staff is that we make everything from scratch and we're using fresh products. Nice thing is this year, the farmer's market is right next door to us.
Yeah.
So on Wednesdays, we can run down there if we're short on something or find whatever from a local farmer. Obviously, we can call Daisy at Copper Moose and get things pretty much not next second because it takes time to get stuff out of the field, but we can get stuff from her pretty quickly. And it's making things from scratch. We don't open a box. I think the closest thing we come to from opening a box would be a canned bean, and that would be because they're more consistent when soaking beans. You get a lot of hard ones when you're doing large parties. Small parties will sometimes soak them. It just depends. But, I mean, that's the closest thing to opening a box. Everything is from scratch, usually day of or day before.
And what's your impression of you mentioned at the farmer's market, just quickly, you've been doing that for years, and now they've moved location. Are things vibrant and going well for the farmer's market at the new location?
Hard to say. I usually go there at 11 a.m.
Okay.
Get there first and quick and early, or even before they're fully set up.
Yeah.
But I'd like to think it'll start catching on a lot more. I think it's a better location, better weather, not as windy.
Yeah.
So
right. Joe Saladega, or however you might want to pronounce his last name. He's the founder and owner of Savory Kitchen. You'll recognize their logo. I like it. It's kind of like a Swiss Army knife, which...
Mm-hmm. Boy Scout knife,
A Boy
Hobo
Scout
knife.
That kind of depicts our mountain lifestyle with a spoon, a knife, and a fork coming out of it, so you can remember that. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
And again, Copper Moose Farms on Old Ranch Road. If you want lunch that you're providing along with all the,
all
the goodies. The days again are?
Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Tuesday and Thursday, I believe, are 11 to 3. And Saturdays are 9 to 3, if I remember correctly.
Sounds great. We'll have to join you for lunch one of these days.
Awesome. Thank you much.
Thanks, Joe.